This community update was brought to you by Uradio. No one is a stranger to the bazaar when April 1st comes around. However, a cheeky post by Tourism Winnipeg portraying Winnipeg as Canada's middle child has captured the attention of Winnipeggers. With comments on social media ranging from, "Do it, cowards," "Love it," and "This would actually be an incredible campaign," Tyler Walsh, Director of Marketing for Economic Development Winnipeg, says what started simply as testing the waters will become their official summer campaign. My name is Ryan Funk, and I had the opportunity to connect with Walsh and find out more. Tell me a little bit about, you know, your reactions from yourself and the team to see how people, you know, received it.
Yeah, I mean, it's we're over the moon in terms of the positive response that this has had. You can imagine in the line of work where we're out here promoting Winnipeg, we sometimes hear some of those stereotypes, some of the negative things that are said about Winnipeg. Winnipeggers can also be critics of some of the work that we do, and that's totally okay.
I think Winterpeg is a good example, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we've all heard it all, but ultimately, we want Winnipeggers to really get behind the work that we do. So when we launch a kind of a tongue-in-cheek fun campaign like this, and the response is overwhelmingly positive from Winnipeggers, and also the people that have seen it outside of Winnipeg already, also very positive. I mean, we can't ask for anything better than that. And we're very excited to keep it rolling out.
Mm-hmm. So what was the plan for this campaign? Was it just initially meant only as an April Fool's? It was like kind of like testing the water sort of thing?
It was really a testing the water sort of thing. So ultimately, I'll go a few weeks back from this point just to sort of take you inside a little bit. We see an opportunity this summer specifically to really capture a stronger Canadian audience of people who would consider visiting Winnipeg. And where that really comes from is everything that's going on in the U.S. right now. We've all heard that Canadians are reevaluating their travel plans. So we have to really strike while the iron is hot and get the word out there that Manitoba could be and Winnipeg could be a great destination. So we were with that in mind, we were really looking at the plans that we had in place for our summer marketing campaign for tourism, just to make sure that it really would resonate given the environment that we're in right now. And through a brainstorming session of our marketing team, we came up with this fun idea. And it was just a couple weeks out from April Fool's. And we just thought, you know, well, why don't we just post this on April Fool's? I mean, if it doesn't land great, then fine. It was just a fun April Fool's.
Well, exactly. It's okay. A perfect opportunity.
Exactly. And then, the response was overwhelmingly positive, as I said. And so that confirmed what we thought, that maybe this had some legs to it. And so we're running with it and we're rolling it out in May.
So I know it's been like really hitting off because a YouTuber and streamer I follow, Boots on YouTube, he's been talking about it as well. Like, he seems really excited to see, and he was mentioning, like, you know, this campaign's going to be coming out in May. So just to confirm, you know, what is that timeline now that people can start seeing these signs, you know, both here in Manitoba, even outside of the province?
Yeah, we're in the middle of building everything right now, and we're building out, obviously, as part of these campaigns, we build landing pages for this. So we're going to create some nice, fun, creative content for that. Digital marketing campaigns, billboards, both static and digital, you know, a full media mix like we usually do for this kind of stuff, just to get it out there. So that'll be launching, officially launch on May 1st, and then assets will start rolling out after that. So we want to obviously get it out into the market as quickly as possible. We're working very hard on it and very excited to get it out there. But we're going to tease people along the way. So I know we've got a social media post going out at this point today, where our character, the little Shape of Winnipeg guy with arms and legs, he needs a name. So we're just going to put it out there and suggest that people provide a name. So obviously, the whole point here is that we're having some fun, but there's this message that's going to be built into everything that Winnipeg is actually a pretty great destination for visitors in summer and all year round.
Well, you got to really play up that middle child energy. I know for many families who have multiple kids, you know, that middle child, you know, sometimes you just want to like you, but you know, you love them in the end, and they're like, they always have the most stories that come with them.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, overlooked is a word that that is really in our built into our campaign. Unforgettable, overlooked, but unforgettable, right? I mean, that's literally the kind of the definition of a middle child, and it really works for Winnipeg well, right? So maybe we have been ignored a little bit, but it's our time to shine, and we're super excited to get the message out there.
Based on previous years, you know, we're still kind of in that transition out of COVID. Like, it feels like it was just yesterday, but now it's been several years, but things are still a little slowly. I guess maybe what sort of numbers are you hoping to bring in terms of tourism?
We have a lot of different measures to measure tourism. Obviously, it's actually really hard to measure the number of tourists.
Well, yeah, you can't just count like, all right, person's coming to the perimeter. Yeah.
Well, there's another one. We think they're a visitor, that sort of thing. But we do have measures like accommodations in the city, you know, so are our hotels filled? Right. And so obviously a sign of a positive tourism environment in the middle of summer is if our hotel bookings are very strong, and we have that kind of data. So we can certainly use that. I should mention that there's some pretty big events that are happening this year that are going to contribute to that. So the CEBL basketball championships that we're hosting this year will be a big one. Great Outdoor Comedy Festival. It's the 50th anniversary of Folk Fest. And then all the other ones, Folklorama, Fringe Fest.
Well, even a little bit earlier, the whiteout parties are going to be taking place soon.
And I mean, who knows? That could be going right into June. So, I mean, if the stars align, then we've got a pretty exciting rest of 2025 in Winnipeg.
Some of the names already posted to social media for this character include Winona, Midway, Win-Win, and Winifred. Walsh says the whole goal of this digital campaign is to have some fun and let Canada know Winnipeg is a great place to visit during the summer and year-round. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.